today's daf, discuss the different types of refuos that Chazal prescribed for different types of ailments. The Marsha, and this Gemara, the Dibra Maskel of the Marsha, is actually the opening words of today's daf. L'doma Dereisha asks a bomb of Akasha. And it's really predicated on a Gemara, very, very well-known Gemara, in Mesechtes Brachis Daf Yudam Beis. The Gemara there brings a Tosefta, Tanu Rabbanan. Shisha Dvarim Asa Chizkiyo HaMelech. Chizkiyo HaMelech did six controversial things. Al Gimel Hoyduloi. Three of the controversial things that Chizkiyo HaMelech did, the Chachamim agreed with, they were masking to. Al Gimel Hoyduloi. But the other three that he did, they were not masking to. And then the Brisa goes on to describe all six of these things. Side the Gimel Shal Hoyduloi. And side the Gimel Shal Loi Hoyduloi. We need the first. Gonas Sefer Refuos Vahoyduloi. Chizkiyo HaMelech had access to a Sefer Refuos. He hid the Sefer Refuos, v'hoiduloi, and the Olam was okay. They were very happy with what he did. Now Rashi says, why did Chizkiyo HaMelech hide this Sefer Refuos? Now what exactly it was, Rashi doesn't explain, but it seems to be self-explanatory. Sounds like he had some medical journal, some book, that mentioned all different types of machlis and what exactly the refuah is. And Chizkiyo HaMelech felt that he didn't want the Olam to have access to this, and as a result he hid it. So why did Chizkiyo do it? Zokrashi, Kidei Shen Yevakshu Rachman. The reason is because he wanted, did Chizkiyo, that when a person got sick, he wouldn't just run to the Sefer Refuah, figure out what the refuah to his machla is, and like this he'd have a refuah shalema. He wanted that people should daven. And people clearly were not davening, and they were no longer being Baiteach by Kadosh Baruch Hu. So to get the Olam back to where they needed to be, he decided, you know what, I'm going to hide the Sefer Refuah. Now, if a person is going to get sick, but the less brayer, the only option he's going to have is to go daven. And like this, he was able to bring Betachin back. But the point is, Chizkiyo HaMelech had access to a Sefer Refuos. He hid the Sefer Refuos, very controversial, you think? V'hoiduloi chachamim, and the chachamim were masking, and why did he do it? Kidei sheyivak shurach. Freik the Masha, if that's the case, it sounds like to have a Sefer Refuos is a bad thing. It's not a good thing. There was a Sefer Refuos in history, Chizkiyo HaMelech hid it. V'hoiduloi chachamim. So he said, if that's the case, why did the Chachmei HaTalmud write their own proverbial Sefer HaRefuos? Why do we have today's daf? Why are we being told what a person should do if he has a bloated spleen? And what a person should do if he has a nosebleed? And what a person should do if his molars are hurting? L'chaira, if a person has an issue, he should be mevakesh rachamim. That's what he should do. If Chizkiyo HaMelech hid the Sefer HaRefuos, that means it's not good b'hashkofas chazal to have a Sefer HaRefuos, so then why would Chazal themselves go ahead and write a Sefer HaRefuos? Azoy freik the Marsha. Zok the Marsha. L'shoy ne'azov. V'yesh li'yashir. Devadai nite reshus l'rabos. That's poshet, that it's okay for a doctor to heal. V'leida refuos kol chaloyim. And it's even okay for us, and certainly for doctors to know the refuah for every single chayla. Elo, she'ein roi legalois kulam lechaladam. But not everyone can know all the refuahs. Mishum incha delay maile. Because there are people that are not good people. Shelo yiftachu b'Hashem. And if they're going to feel that we have access to the refuah of every single machla, they're not going to be Baiteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. Ela b'refuasam. What they're going to do is, they're going to instead have betochin in the refuah. V'hashto, so says the Marsha, it's for that reason, mehaytay moshuhuto lehem lichtoi v'talmud gufe. For the same reason the Chazal allowed Torah Shebal Peh to be written, even though Dvarim Shebal Peh yetoresh shoy lo oimram b'ksav. And the reason was that Dvarim Shebal Peh also l'koysvam. Avo mishum d'shenesra b'ad shikcha b'doi rizu achroinim. Hutlam lichtoi mishum esas l'ashem k'darmini b'gitin l'il daf samucham et aleph. Mehaytay moshuhuto for the same reason, hutlam lichtoi v'arufuos ula galoysam l'rabim. And even though it meant that maybe everyone's going to know them, kiven she because it's impossible at this point to remember them, and maybe they're going to be forgotten. Then he says, besides, Ravina Rav Ashi wanted the Olam to know that everything is in the Torah, even in Yoni Rafu is in the Torah. But says the Marsha, that although it's true, Chizkiyo HaMelech hid the Sefer HaRefuos, But at the same time, Chizkiyahu HaMelech wasn't hiding the Sefer Refuahs from everybody. He was hiding the Sefer Refuahs from Inshi Deloi Maile. Because there were people that weren't being Mevakesh Rachamim. And it was because of them that he was hiding the Sefer Refuahs. But he never meant to hide it from everybody. Because for everybody, Nitin Rishus L'Rei Falarapos. Of course, there's an inyan of going ahead and dealing in a very tiviastig way with a machla if a person needs to do so. The problem is that it was readily accessible to even people that weren't supposed to have it, and Chizkiyahu HaMelech made an executive decision, and he decided that he was going to go ahead and hide it. But it seems that Baal Peh, anyways, there was still a Mesoira of Sefer Refuahs, and Inyani Refuah was something that was being practiced, and it was something that was being given over generation to generation, different things that Chazal had. The problem is, it was getting to a point where if it wasn't going to be written, then it was going to be completely forgotten. And then nobody was going to have it. So then Ravina Ravashi had to make a decision. What do we do now? Do we go ahead and do we write it even though we're going to give it access to people that are Inshi Deloi Maile? Or maybe just let it be forgotten? So at the very least, the Inshi Deloi Maile are not going to have it. The executive decision that Ravina Ravashi was to go ahead and undo the executive decision of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, they said, let's go ahead and write it. And they had a precedent, says the Marsha. What's the precedent? Last week, Gittin Daf Samech Hamad Aleph, that even though it's us to write Teresh Baal Peh, but they went ahead, Rav Yudah Nossi did, and he said, Eis Lassus Hashem Eferu Teresecha. They understood this as an Eis Lassus Hashem Eferu Teresecha. So it's a lot of oymek here. But that's what they understood, and therefore they went ahead and they wrote. Ad kan divrei ha-marsha. So the marsha is very, very straightforward, I think. It's a ve'im toimar, it's a ve'yesh l'yashev. But I think in order to properly appreciate and understand this marsha, it's kedai to take a step backwards and really explore from the perspective of Chazal what exactly the attitude is towards doctors. So if somebody is not well, he goes to a doctor. What's the hashkafas ha-toyra? As it relates to running to a doctor, specifically as it relates to running to a doctor versus running to a Rebbe or to a Rav and davening, running to a makom of tefillah. So how exactly did Chazal perceive doctors and their role within Yiddishkeit? And I think as we uncover that a little bit better, push it from the eyes of the Rishonim, we'll revisit this marsha and have a little bit of a deeper appreciation for it. Again, no grace of chedushim, but just pashut pshat, understanding a little bit in yonei roifim, in yonei refuah, be'enei chazal. The first marim makim, I believe, on this topic is a Ramban al Atayr. The Ramban is in Parashas Bechukosai. So Parashas Bechukosai is one of the few parashas in the Torah which seem to lay out the fate of the Yid. And that is, in Bechukosai teilechu, etc., etc. Right? The fate of the Yid is totally not by happenstance, but rather, we're going to be gesintenstark, and then Rachmanu Litzlan, it could be differently. Says the Ramban, it's in Perek Chavav Pasuk Yud Alf, in the middle of a long piece. He says, this is the cloud that you have to take away from the parasha of the brachas and klolos of parashas Bechukosai. Ki biyois Yisrael shleimim veim rabim. When the yidin are shleim, lo yisnaig in yonim bateva klal. Their in yonim is not going to be governed by teva. Lo begufam, lo beartzam, lo bechlolim v'lo biyachid mehem. The guf of the yid is not governed by teva. The eretz, hakdosh, eretz Yisrael, is not governed by teva. Not klal Yisrael as a klal, and not every individual yid as a frat. Ki yivarech Hashem lachma mumeim. If the yidin are going to be shleimim, at Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bench their lechem and their mayim. V'yosim machla mikirbo. And Eibush is going to remove all machlois. Ad shalo yitztarchu l'roife. They're never going to have to come on to a doctor. V'loy l'shtamer biderech midarkei refuahs klal. K'moy sha'omer, like the Torah says, ki ani Hashem roifech. So says the Ramban, that it's clear in Parashas Bechukosai. In Bechukosai Teilechu, you're going to have all the brachas in the world. And if that's the case, Ki Ani Hashem Reifech, a person's not going to need a doctor. V'loy lehishtamen miderech midarkei refuahs klal. You won't even have to make a shtadlis to make sure that he does certain things or doesn't do certain things, because there's going to be no machlok. Ki Ani Hashem Reifech. V'chein hoyu atzadikim oisim bezman anavua. And this is the way that tzadikim were bezman anavua. In the event that somebody had done an Aveiro, so if a person did an Aveiro, and now he became a Choylo, the person would never go to a Roife, rather what he would do is, he would go to the Nevi'im. And then he brings examples of this from Chazal. I'm skipping a little bit. The person that was Dairish Hashem Benavi, which is what he was supposed to do, he had no reason, there was no mockim. It made no sense to even go to a Raife, because the side of what he was dealing with was some nefesh, some ruchnius thing of pkam, and really the way to be masakin that is by being masakin as ruchnius, and the doctor can't advise him how to do that. For that, he had to go to a Navi. Says Ramban, Umachelik l'roifim b'veis oisei ritzayin Hashem. Vos pasta roifim, where is the mokim b'chal for a doctor to walk into the house of someone that's oisei ritzayin Hashem? Achash eftiach, if the Torah already promised and said, Uberach eslach mecha v'esmei mecha v'asiroisi machla mikirbech. But says the Ramban, that even though this is the way it's supposed to be, and this is the way it was, but something changed. You know what changed? So he quotes the Gemara Masechtas Brachas Daf Samach Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, quote, She'ein darkom shel b'nei Adam b'rufuois ela shenahagu. And the way the Ramban explains this Maimer Stuma is that people were not trusting the Navi. Rather, people were being some betchoinam in the doctor. And as soon as they started trusting in the doctor and no longer trusted in the Navi, everything changed. Says the Ramban, "She'ilu loy hoyo darkin berufuos yechlo ha'adam kfiyah shi'i olav oynesh chetoy v'yisrape b'tzoyin Hashem." Aval heim nagu berufuos, but people started being noig in refuos v'Hashem hi nicham lemikra hatfon. And then enochinami, it all changed. It was a self-fulfilling prophecy. Once they went ahead and they started trusting in the refuos, so now suddenly they became subject to the whims of teva, and in teva a person can get a machla just because, and the way to treat that is enochinami, not by going to a Navi. The way to treat that is by going to a Raif. So the Ramban continues, and the Ramban says, V'zui kabanasim ba'amrim. This is what Chazal meant when they said, V'rapa yirapa. Mikan shenitna rishos l'roife l'rapa. So ready? This is the punchline of the whole Ramban. Lo yomru, says the Ramban, Chazal never said, shenitna rishos l'choyla l'hisrapas. Chazal never gave permission for a choyla to go to a doctor. It's an unbelievable Ramban. He says, "Lo nitna reshus l'choyla v'esrapos." Ela kivan shechola hachoyla ubal esrapos. But if you have a choyla who goes to a doctor when he's not supposed to, lo nitna reshus l'choyla v'esrapos. But the choyla is going because he believes that's how it's going to happen. Kinag berufuos, because he was someone that was noig berufuos. Now it sounded like from the first part of Ramban that once he's noig berufuos, maybe that's the thing to do, but it's still like nitna rishus because it's all coming from something that really he wasn't supposed to do. For who loy hoya ma'adas Hashem shechelkem b'chayim ein l'roifel leser atzme b'refuatzai. So once a person, you're a doctor, and somebody shows up at your office, he makes an appointment, you're supposed to treat him. And you shouldn't be afraid. Don't be afraid shema yomas b'yodah that you might kill him. And don't be afraid that, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one that created this machlo. How do I have a right to go ahead and now heal it? Shekvar nagu. Once they were noyig, now already it's nitna rishus l'roif for the rabbis. Now you'll actually be able to be effective in your avodah. And enochinami, this is what you're supposed to go ahead and you're supposed to do. He goes vayta does the Ramban and he fears this one last time. Avo b'tzoyis Hashem darke yish ein loy esek b'roifim. A person that goes in the richtige veg, he has no mokum by roifim. The bottom line is this. The bottom line is the Ramban is saying that really in a perfect world, the way Klai Yisrael is supposed to run is in b'chukoy say teilechu, nasati gishmeichem b'itam, v'in b'chukoy say temasu, then it's going to be already a whole other Indian. And if that's the case, there's no mokum. B'rtzoyis Hashem darke yish ein loy esek b'roifim v'chein hoyo oisim tzadikim b'zman hanavua gam ki yikrim oven sheyech lo yidrushu b'roifim rach b'nevim umach chelok b'roifim b'veis oisir etzoyin Hashem. Says it over again and again and again. He says a person that's oisir etzoyin Hashem, his whole life is in b'chukai saitei lechu, and if that's the case, he doesn't need to go to a doctor. The doctor has nothing to do for him. Narvaz, being that people stopped believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that sense, and there was some betchoinam in the doctor, once it was Kfar Nagu, it took on a life of its own. And the Rega took on a life of its own. Now already the Eibishter on some level is Mesalik himself. Good, you want to be subject to the doctor? Go for it. Let's see what the doctor could do. And that's when suddenly there became a whole other world where the doctor could do, albeit in a world of teva. And if that's the case, mikan nitn rishus l'raifim l'rabbis. Fakad, you're a doctor. There is a musig of teva. Go ahead. Ah, he's a yid. Doesn't he fall into him b'chukai saiteleichu? In a perfect world, that's where he would be. But Rachmanu Litzlan, kach nagu, this is the way it is. And because this is the way it is, so therefore now there is a makom for the roifi. And the Ramban says, look carefully, Chazal never said, nitna reshus l'chayla l'srapi. He says, that's really wrong. That's be'etzim wrong. That pu'ula of shnaki, coming to the doctor, showing up at the appointment, is not a good pu'ula. Because in a perfect world, the person wouldn't do that. Now, height that he's holding there, there is an effectiveness to the doctor. The Rabban says that, shekvar nagu. And therefore, it's not a chuk of a t'lula. The Rabban understands there's a tivius diga element to this. But the bottom line is, this is what the Rabban says. So the Rabban says, b'kanchinit reshus l'reifel l'rapis, abeloi nitna reshus l'chaylo v'hisrapis. It's not an easy Ramban, but this is the Ramban al-Tayr here in Parashat Bechukosai. It's interesting that the Ramban himself was a doctor. Right? Everyone knows the Ramban was a doctor. I'm not sure everyone realizes the Ramban himself was a doctor. And if you want a real source to this, the Chida in the Shema Gedolim, when he talks about the Ramban, so he says all the divrei shvach of the Ramban. Give shvach on the Ramban. Where would you even start? So toich dvarav says the chida haramban milvad toikiv kedulas chachmasay betalmud ve al derech haemes, which is a pun because the Ramban throughout his spiritual Torah always says al derech haemes, and what he's referring to is divrei kabbalah. So besides for the great chachma that the Ramban had in his yiddish and Talmud and al derech haemes, oyd hoya chacham the chachmas hamechker the roifei muvok. He said he was a famous doctor, a philosopher, and he was also a philosopher. And the Chida says that if you want a makar to the Ramban being a doctor, I mean, the Chida is a makar. And there's a Messiah that the Ramban was a famous doctor, but he says if you want a very, very specific makar, he says, V'chein nirim mitshuvas ha-rajba, simin kuf chof, sha-ramban hoya roife. It's nearer that way from a tshuvas ha-rajba that the Ramban was a doctor. So what's this tshuvas ha-rajba? So the tshuvas ha-rajba, it's a chelik aleph, it's a simin kuf chof. So the Rajba was asked a question, and that is, a doctor who's a yid, a roife Yisrael, he was presented with a patient who was a nachris, who was trying to become pregnant. And this doctor had the ability to help her. And the question is, could he do it or could he not do it? What would be the tzadnat? Because there's a Mishnah in the Sechtes Avodah Zarah that the Mishnah says, Bas Yisrael lo tiyalid es anochris mipnei shem migadel es ben l'Avodah Zarah. So the halach is that a Bas Yisrael is not supposed to be a midwife for an Avedes Kechavim mipnei shem migadel es ben l'Avodah Zarah, because you're bringing a ben l'Avodah Zarah into the world. So why are you getting involved? Why are you partaking in this pa'ula? So this was the question that was asked to the Rashba. So up the Rashba, tshuva. Af b'mialedes, even though it's true, the Mishnah does say that regarding mialedes, but learn the sugya over there. A sikna, it comes out, the b'schar mutter, that if you're paying, you're allowed to do it. Meaning, you want to do it as a freebie? No, this shouldn't be your pro bono work. But at the same time, if you're getting paid, yeah, mishum eva. And the reason is because of eva. The garcina and hasan basi stroll late alaris anachas vrimini. Yehudis mi aledis aramis. So the Gemara says, it's talking about beschar or mishum eva. Either way, says the Rashba, if a woman could be a mi aledis mishum eva, koshkein roife, shem mirape la koil, then ene mirape es. That's for sure going to be terrible. Then the Rashba ends with one last line. Also known as the Ramban. That the Ramban himself was a doctor, and he was once Isaac in this melacha. This was a nachris who couldn't have a child. He got paid for it, the Ramban, but he helped this lady have a child. So says the Rashba, I have a meiser rav from the Ramban, that the Ramban, the doctor, went ahead and did this. So the Chida quotes this Tshuvas HaRashba as a mefurish makar that the Ramban was a doctor. You see, clearly he was getting paid to be involved in these inyanim. I'll just tell you, as an interesting postscript to this, the Chida, in his Shema Gedolim, when he talks about Rabbeinu Yoina, so he has a whole discussion whether Rabbeinu Yoina was a Talmud of the Ramban, which is the way he's traditionally referred to as, or maybe he was a chaver of the Ramban, maybe there were two Rabbeinu Yoinas. He has a whole shmuz over there in Shema Gedolim. But he says, I have a makar, I believe, that Rabbeinu Yoinu was not a Talmud of the Ramban. He says, why? He says, because I ain't true with Zerash B'chel Galv Simon Kufchav. He brings the story with the Ramban that he once helped this Nachris have a baby. The Beis Yosef, in an art, brings that Rabbeinu Yoinu said on this Ramban, quote, Hova yalecha bracha sh'ata marba amalekim b'Yisrael. He meant it b'loshin bitmiya. He meant it b'loshin sarcasm. He said, Tova yalecha bracha. This is what he said to him. The nira, vadai, the ilu Rabbeinu Yoina, talmidai hava. So it says the chidda, that if Rabbeinu Yoina was a talmid, lo yoyu koysav v'rabbi loshin zeh, he would have never spoken this way. Either way, the bottom line is, he brings with the whole Talmud, the Knas HaGdoilo said, on the Rabbeinu Yoina, macha riha af ha-godol hazeh. So it sounds like this was a major asik, but the bottom line is, we just need one nekuda. You see, for me, clearly the Ramban was a doctor. Not only was the Ramban a doctor, it's even more than that. If you open up the Shulchan Aruch and you find Hilchas Reifim, so where's Hilchas Doctors in Shulchan Aruch? It's in Yerideh Simen Shin Lamed Vav. If you go through the Mechaber is word for word. Kamat, it's verbatim, not the Ramban. It comes from the Ramban. The Ramban wrote a sefer called Teres Adam, right? The Ramban wrote many, many svarim, besides for his commentary on the Tanakh and on the Talmud. But he wrote many svarim. One of the svarim he wrote is called Teres Adam. And in Teres Adam, he has a shar called Shara Sakona. And in Shara Sakona, he lays out a whole Shulchan Aruch for doctors, and it is the source. It's the blueprint. Look in the Beir HaGoyim, you're there, Simen Shin Lamed Vav, for the Mechaber. So Ramban was a doctor, and the Ramban believed, Mikan Shinit Rishus L'Reifel L'Rapis. And by the way, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch says not only Nitna Rishus L'Reifel L'Rapis, but it's even more than that, Mitzvah L'Rapis. So the Ramban holds Mitzvah L'Rapis, but it's all Azabid Yevet. It's all because people are some B'tchoinim and doctors, and as a result, this is the way it is. Once that's the way it is, Nitin Rishus L'Reifel L'Rapis. The Ramban himself is a Reife Mufak. The Ramban was getting paid to be a doctor. It's Mufurish. That's why he did it. But the bottom line is that the Ramban, medicine doctor, fascinating. But just kedai to mention that there's another approach in the Rishonim. The Rashba in a tshuva, this is a different tshuva, it's also in Chelek Aleph, it's in Simen Tov Yud Gimel. So he was asked, this is actually a famous Rashba, we have stickers in this Rashba, but this is a famous Rashba for different reasons. But one of the things he talks here simply about is just the Hashkafa of Chazal as it relates to going to doctors and specifically balancing that with a person's Midas HaBetochen. And the Rashba, when he goes through this inyan, he says as follows. He says, "V'ulam habetochin." Let's skip. V'imchal hamikro b'chol yon. Let's say a person gets sick. Mutilis asik b'rufois. This person is allowed to be oisik b'rufois. Ubovad sheyehi liboy l'shamayim. His lev shnevi l'shamayim. V'yeda and he should know she'amitas harufua mimenu. V'yidrishenu. V'loy sheyechaven she'akol toli b'sam aploini. U'b'rufuas ha'isha roifeh. If a person becomes sick, says the Rashba, mitzad his chiyuv shtadlus, you run to a doctor. You do exactly what you're supposed to do. But at the same time, the person has to be mindful. Ubelvad sheyehi libay l'shamayim. V'yeda she'amitas ha'refua mimenu, v'yidrishenu, v'loy sheyichavin she'akol toli b'sam ha'ployni, u'b'refua ish ha'ployni. U'misha hisigo ha'choyli. Let's say a person gets sick, Rachmana Litzlan. Ain't he soy mechal anes? He's not allowed to be soy mechal anes. Shloi lishol b'roifim, ulis asik b'dvarim hamayilim. Bein b'dvarim ativim, bein b'skulos. V'hu amru, that's what Chazal meant when they said v'rapa y'rapa. V'amru Chazal mikan shenit nirushus l'roifei l'rapois. V'amru mit nirushus loy ma she'ain zehepech ma she'esira ha'toyer b'ashkochem. The reason it says Rishus is not because it's not a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. But we're saying Rishus because you would have thought it's awesome. The Ibish made a person sick. Who said he has a right to go ahead and get himself better? But Avada, this is something you're supposed to do. Anything that a person needs to do, he's supposed to get involved, and this is something that he's supposed to do. I think the Rashba is mefurish. The Rashba says, Mikan shenitna rishus l'roifa l'rapois isn't just that the doctor was given rishus. It's mikan shenitna rishus l'choyvavis rapois as well. Not like l'shoyno yishel haramban. Because Avad, a person can't be soy mechal anes. And because a person can't be soy mechal anes, so it's for that reason if a person gets sick, Avad, he's supposed to run to a doctor. The caveat is that the person has to understand that the refuah is not coming from the doctor, but the refuah is coming from the Eibishter. And listen how he ends this paragraph. That's a very interesting lashon. Right? A person is allowed to put trust in the doctor. This has an excerpt alone, right? But only if he doesn't have any hesach hadas that really everything is coming from the Eibishter. The Amru Chazal said, "Orer hagever asher yiftach ba'adam, u'me Hashem yosu libay." Ach, liftoyach Hashem, What's this pasuk that the Rashba just quoted? It's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It's in Yo, Perik, Yud Zayin. It's in the Teichach. It's in the Haftarah of the Teichach. It's in the Haftarah of Parshas Bechukosai. Yirmiyahu Anovi says, Koyam Arashem, Orra Gever, Ashe Yiftach Ba'adam, V'som Basar Zroyoi, U'min Hashem Yasur Lipoi. V'hoi Ka'ara Ba'arovo, V'lo Yirki Yavoi Toib, Baruch Hagever Ashe Yiftach V'Hashem B'hoi Hashem Miftachoi, and that person's going to be V'hoi Ka'ed Shasul Amayim. Says the Rashba, you know when it's Arur, when a person is Yiftach Ba'adam? It's when Min Hashem Yasur Libay. But, Zok the Rashba, Mukta Liftayach Ba'adam, a person's allowed to be, go and have Bitochin in Adam, as long as it's also Baruch HaGevra Yiftach Ba'Shem. As long as it's not Min Hashem Yasur Libay. But the bottom line is, the Rashba says that if a person gets sick, Mikan Shenitna Rishus L'Reifa L'Rapis doesn't just mean the Reifa. It's Mikan Shenitna Rishus L'Choyla L'Rapis. That's what it means. But at the same time, a person has to understand, a person has to realize that he can't be over Min Hashem Yasur Libay. He has to have Betach, and he has to recognize that at the end of the day, the real Refuah is going to come from the Eivishta. One more Maramachim. And that is, so who's the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael when it comes to understanding Betachim? And had a balance betochen and nishtadlis. So it's Rabbeinu Bachya. It's the Chovas Havavas. So the Chovas Havavas, and this is in Shar Betochen, it's Perik Dalet. So Toich Dvarov, Perik Dalet is very, very long. And Toich Dvarov, he gets involved and he discusses how the Baal Betochen is supposed to approach in Yoni Rufua. The Chayn Noimar Be'inyan Habrius Vahachoyli. Ke'alo Odom Liftoyach Ba'boi Rebozeh. A person is supposed to have betochen in the Ebeshter. Ule Hishtadel. But at the same time, he's also supposed to make his shtadlus b'hasmadas habrius b'sibois Hashem mitivon zeh. He has to do everything he could possibly do from a tivius to geifin. V'litchois hamadve b'mashenagu litchoisa. And he should try to remove his chayli in the way that everybody tries to remove their chayli. K'moy shetziva haboyre yisala v'rapa yirapa. Mikan shenit rishus l'rayfa l'rapais u'mikan shenit rishus l'chayla v'hisrapais. Mibli sheyiftach al sibeis habriyus v'hachayli shehen ma'ilois ha'mazikois. But at the same time, and here's the punchline, a person shouldn't have bitochin in the doctor ela b'rishus haboyre. It's b'shus habayri. He should understand that the doctor's reshus is coming from the Eibishter, and as a result, that's where his betochen should be. So again, the Ramban says his nosach, the Rashba says his nosach, Chavis Avavis says his nosach. Could be there's a machloikis Ramban on the one hand that a chayla doesn't have a reshus list rapis. The Chassam Sofer is Pirushim ala Torah, so Kiddua, he works a lot with Ramban, he has a lot of Torah and Pilpulim on this Ramban, that Nitna Rishus L'Reifa L'Rapas, but Loi Nitna Rishus L'Chayla L'Srapas. But one thing emerges very, very clearly. Kuli Yalmaloi Pligi, even the Rajman the Chavis Havavis that seem to be more Mekilim when it comes to understanding the Ashkafa as it relates to doctors, and that is a person, Nitna Rishus L'Chayla L'Srapas, but at the same time, at the same time, he can even be mutal liftayach ba'adam. He can trust that this doctor has the ability to help him. But v'hushal ayasa libay min Hashem. He should understand that the doctor's koyach all comes from the Eibishter. Mikan chenit n'rishus l'roif l'rapois. And otherwise, Rachman al-Litzvani is going to violate Orer Ageva sheyiftach ba'adam me Hashem yasa libay. A person goes to a doctor and he's completely masiach das from the Eibishter. Yirmiyahu said on this person, Orer Ageva sheyiftach ba'adam me Hashem yasa libay. This is a person who's being mishtabel for gezun. So obviously it's not something he wants to have anything to do with. But the point is that a person is allowed to be oisek in Yoni Refuah. In Yoni Refuah, Mutter L'Choyla L'Srapas. But at the same time, Orer HaGeva Asher Yiftach Ba'adam Me Hashem Yasur Libay. Again, no Greisa Chedushim, nothing fancy. Chizkiyo HaMelech had a Sefer Refuahs. And this Sefer Refuahs was something that was being used. It was out there. And it was fine. It was L'Chatchila. It's Mutter L'Choyla L'Srapas. It's a Mitzvah L'Choyla L'Srapas. As long as a person at the same time is not going to be over Me Hashem Yasur Libay, it was something that was l'chatchila. It was mutter, and that's why there was always a sefer of voice. But what happened? What happened was he saw, like Rashi says in Brachas Daf Yud Amud Beis, that people were stopping to be mevakish rachamim. So he said every single time a person goes to the doctor, he's being over on Yirmiyahu. He's being over on this Indian of Or Rageva Sheyiftach Ba'adam V'Sam Bas Yisroya Me'Hashem Yosu Liboy. And this was something that was very, very painful to him. Like Hillel, who saw that people were being over on the Isri Yisham Lecha, right, Pen Yir, Dovr, B'liyach, B'liyah, Lemer, Korv, Shnas Hashem, Shnas Hashmita. So Omad V'Hiskin Prusbol. So Chizkiyahu HaMelech did the same exact thing. He saw people were being over on Or Rageva Sheyiftach Ba'adam V'Sam Bas Yisroya Umen Hashem Yosu Liboy. So what did he do? He made his Prusbol. Amad v'hiskin, amad v'gana, sefer refuos. He went ahead and he hid the sefer refuos. V'hoidu l'chacham, chamo maskim tim. It has a good cheshben. The cheshben is right. It's 100% the correct thing to do. But then there was a Yeridas Adairis. And then it was coming to a point where if we weren't going to bring the sefer refuos, quote unquote, back, it was going to be lost forever. And then Ravina Rav Ashi, they had to make their tough decision. And their tough decision was, what are we going to do? Are we going to go ahead and we're just going to let the Sefer Refuos be lost? So even the Inchi the Mailu, the people that really should have it, they're not going to have it either? Or maybe because of the Inchi the Mailu, let it remain lost. And they decided it can't be lost. This is not something that could be lost. And they went ahead and they wrote it. And literally, pun intended, they wrote the Sefer Refuos, like Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi wrote the Teresh HaBapeh because of Eis Lassus Lashem Eferu Teresecho, and that's why it was brought back. But the bottom line is, the perfect world is that Avada mikan shenitna rishus l'roifel l'rapois mikan shenitna rishus l'choyla lihis rapois. But at the same time, Baruch HaGev Asher Yiftach B'Hashem V'Hoya Hashem Miftach, that if a person goes to a doctor and he makes all the shtadlis that he needs to make, but at the same time, may Hashem lo yosru liboy, he remembers that really the ganzer refuah, everything is going to come from the Eibishter. That's the perfect world. And it almost sounds like if we would do what we need to do and we would be perfect, we'd get the Sefer Refuos back. Right? It's something that would all come back. You know, it's interesting that there's a tshuva from the Chavos Yoyer. The Chavos Yoyer wrote a tshuva about how come the Inyani Refuah of Chazal, they do work, they don't work. So he said he thinks that when Chazal wrote, they only were Megala Tefach. Right? They gave us a little bit of how it's supposed to be. Oh, but the Emes says we don't know 100% of it. It's mamish the mashal of the Marsha. The Marsha said that we wrote Teresh Ba'peh. Yehuda HaNasi wrote Teresh Ba'peh. Why? Because of Eis Lassus Hashem Eferu Teresecho. Everybody knows that if you sit down to learn a Mishnah, the Mishnah is Bederech Tzara, and you need so much help, all the Bayuluhus and the Tashmaz and all the Braises, the Teretz is Abyssal. So it shouldn't be forgotten, but it wasn't given to us with the Ganser Shlemas. It wasn't given to us with the Ganser Gankai. It sounds like we have a Sefer Refuos. It's sitting right in front of us. It's mamish right here. We learned it in today's daf. Today's daf sounded a little funny. It's a Sefer Refuos. That's really what it is. The problem is we're not getting it, unfortunately, because we need to work a little bit on this inyan. But the bottom line is, it sounds like it's a little bit biyodeinu to be zeicha to get back the Sefer Refuos. Either way, we should all be zeicha to ki ani Hashem reifecha refuos and yeshuas is a daf of refuah, the shpiyah shpoyis toivus of refuos. This is part one.